Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to give you some insider information about another Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'm going to give you all the details. I'm going to give you all the secrets. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have the gentleman that I'm going to talk about on the show today. Yeah, we're just going to go all in. I've asked a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, his name is Don, to come onto the show because he's got a very interesting story. Now, let me give you a little background on Don. This guy is highly educated. According to his biography, he holds a BA in economics and a PhD in economic history. So, the one class that used to drive me absolutely bananas, besides accounting, in college, was economics. Yet, Don was a guy that could work his way through all of those concepts and even got to that PhD level. But I think when we get Don on the show, you're going to find out that even with all of that education, something was missing. Something wasn't going according to plan. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to welcome Don to the show. Hey, Don, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend an hour with us so that we can learn from you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So what's with all this education stuff? What was the concept about, you know, going and getting all those degrees?
Well, I'm a historian of technology by training. I was in the middle of an econ program at college and stumbled into the Smithsonian by accident, and that's way too long a story to tell, but I just fell in love with museums and was going to be a museum curator for my whole life, and the best way to do that is to have a PhD, and so after getting kicked out of one graduate school, I did in fact get a PhD from the University of Wisconsin, and the dissertation won a prize, and life was pretty good. And I still love museums, and I still collect, and I still write, and so that part of my life is still very active.
So it's a passion for you. It's something that's very important to you.
Exactly. I'm saving and preserving old things, and doing research and finding interesting things that happened are just. Just a part of life, and I'm in the middle of two projects right now. One is a history of the white steam car, and the other is a history of my grandfather who fought in World War I in the 11th Field Artillery. And so I've been to the National Archives and done research and all that sort of stuff. And next year, Lifestyles is going to help pay for a trip to Europe to follow in his footsteps into the Battle of the Meuse Argonne and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, it's a passion.
So did you just say that Lifestyles Unlimited is going to cut you a check and send you on a sabbatical overseas to study the history of your grandfather?
Well, Lifestyles won't, but the things that I learned on Lifestyle and the things that I've done since are certainly going to help with that first-class airfare, I'll tell you that. So, yes.
Oh, I get it now. So what you were really saying was, even though you're a highly educated man, and, you know, and I'll be honest, Don, I didn't list all of your degrees because you got a lot of them. There was something missing, right?
Yeah, there was. It's very funny. It's, you're an econ major, but you're never taught about real estate for sure, and you're never really taught about business. We had some business things, but not much. And the PhD in economics is basically economic history, and it's funny that when you look back on it and think about it, there are real estate elements. The whole American watch industry in the 19th century, to a certain extent, is based on entrepreneurs building watch factories in small cities and selling the real estate. So, but as far as an individual and investing in real estate and thinking in those terms, you know, I've read the Wall Street Journal for the last 30 years, and it never sank in. And to make matters worse, I'll tell you the worst shoulda, woulda, coulda story. We bought a house in Milwaukee just as we were getting married, and a year later we moved to Appleton, where I ran a wonderful museum. And the house on the lake in Milwaukee, we rented, and we had problems with the renters and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so we sold it, and we made $8,000 or $10,000 on it. It was nice at the time. Fast forward to 2013, and our daughter graduates from the University of Chicago, and we go up to Milwaukee for a day and a half. The house beside the house that we sold was for sale, and the price, we sold ours for $93,000, $94,000. The house next to our house was for sale for $640,000. Now, as I said to my daughter at the time, my entire retirement program with a huge insurance company was less than that.
Wow.
So, you know, it was slit your wrist time. It was on a bluff overlooking the lake, you know, drive through the fence over the lake.
How old were you when you actually had that epiphany?
We were, let's see, 2013. How old was I? I was probably about 61-ish, 62-ish.
Okay.
But that was a mistake we made 30 years before that.
I think it's safe to say that you didn't get started in real estate investing until well into your 60s. And I'll tell you what, that's totally fine, because when we come back from the break, Don's going to tell you the insider information you need to hear and the result that he was able to achieve. This is going to blow your socks off. Stick around.
Dell Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So you're wondering, you are very, very curious about what Don's been doing for investing, because you heard a story going into this. I mean, this is a highly educated man, and I purposely did not list all of his degrees because he's got way more degrees than I have. And ironically, the problem that exists in society is that those of us that are very well educated, Don, how would you describe the education you received when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
It was an entirely different form of education. It was down to earth. And the thing about Lifestyles that I really liked was that they have sort of figured it out, if you pardon the cliche. They have a model. They have a plan. And one of the things that some of my mentors said to me was, Don, don't reinvent the wheel. We've figured this out. This thing works, and just learn what it is and go with it. And they're right. They're absolutely right. So the things that you were learning, the things that you looked at, were a different approach. I think one of the biggest thoughts, you know, it goes back to what you were taught for so many years, what your parents taught you and all that, which was save like a maniac and then hope your money doesn't run out before you die.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, here's, you know, Del Walmsley comes along and says, that's really stupid. You should be growing your assets and growing your income as you get older. And so there's a whole different mindset that comes on. And you start thinking about things as assets and as liabilities and as, you know, personal balance sheets, if you will. And that was extraordinarily helpful. And I'm sure there are people that can't make that jump. But for me, when I saw it, I said, you know, it was the time when the 4x4 hit the donkey on the side of the head. And you said, what was I thinking when I sold those two houses in Milwaukee 30 yeah. years ago? So, yeah, it's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different way of thinking. And
so as you were going through the 2-day financial freedom course that all of our members take, you know, right. we taught you how to invest in multifamily. We taught you how to invest in single family. We gave you the one over the world for both modalities. What did you decide to do after you went through that training? How did your strategy for investing come to be?
I jumped in the deep end. There's a mentor out there named John Pryor, a fellow passive, as we say. And he and I went to lunch, and he told me what he did and how he did it. And I said, well, heck, if an engineer from A&M can do that, a PhD from Madison can do it. So
you'd think so, right?
You'd think, yeah. So I drank the John Pryor Kool-Aid and went all in. From a big picture point of view, my wife is a little on the conservative side of things. And so we decided that she would keep her insurance company stuff that we invested in for a long time, and that I would move a lot of mine out and do multifamily. And, you know, if you listen to Dell's radio program, he always asks the question, you know, when was the aha moment? And I had two of them, actually. I'd heard the Sunday radio program for a while, and finally I called up and was talking to somebody in the Dallas office and said, you know, I used to have two rental houses, but it was a hassle, and I, you know, I was 100 miles away, and I couldn't manage it. And the guy says to me, well, Don, you just hire somebody to manage it. You don't manage it. And that was a, oh, why didn't I think of that? I mean, so.
Yeah,
so
it's like counterintuitive, right?
Exactly. So at any rate, I went to the Thursday night presentation, and the guy that was there was so dull, it was frightening. Oh, God, David Fisher, if you could ever get him to you know, get a little excitement in his presentation, you know.
Yeah, we got to work on David with that. You know, maybe put some jokes in his repertoire or something.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, I got to let the listening audience in on the secret.
Yeah, you got to tell them that story.
Yeah, I got to tell them because, you know, the Lifestyles Unlimited members that are listening, they get it. They know what we're talking about. So
right.
What Don's talking about is one of the guys who's a multimillionaire who started with $70,000. He's worth like $8.9 million now, who teaches our 2-day financial freedom seminar. Specifically, he gives you all the tactical information that you need. And, you know, he's one of these really colorful guys that has like a repertoire of jokes. He probably should have been a comedian at one time, but he's making more money in real estate. So we're happy to have him. Did I do a good job of that, Don?
That's about right. That's right. If you come out of a David Fisher meeting, seminar, whatever, and you haven't laughed, you need anti-depression pills. So
yeah, or we got to check your pulse and see if there's anything going on inside that thing, right?
That too.
Yeah.
So David Fisher on the Thursday night, he sort of teased the whole thing, and we heard from some people who had been successful, and I'm looking at these people saying, well, if they can do it, I can do it, and then I went to the 2-day, which is the weekend program with David, and he does single family on Saturday and multifamily on Sunday, but toward the end of Saturday he teases multifamily. And at the time my thought was all right, if I can get somebody to manage these houses so I don't have to go and collect rent, we could buy a couple of rent houses. But then when he started talking about multifamily and being a passive investor, I started thinking about it entirely differently. And I said, well, what the heck? We can skip this, the single family side of things, which is a phenomenal side of things, let me tell you. We could go directly and be professional passives. And there were sort of two moments there. One was when he asks everybody if your house is an asset or a liability, and that's again one of those slap yourself in the forehead kind of a why didn't I think of that kind of thing, which was really nice. And the other was I went home that night and went to my big giant insurance company, which is a terrific company. I won't mention their name, but it's a phenomenal company. They work with nonprofits. They have for over a century. They're a great company. They do exactly what they say they're going to do. And what they say is, save like a maniac and hope your money doesn't.
We know what they were trying to set you up for, but I also know that there's a little aha moment in the story. So let's do this, Don. Let's wait till after the break, and then we'll spring it on the audience. Let's do that.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So as we were going to break, Don was in the middle of telling a story that talked about what his investing strategy was prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that he did when he went through our two-day financial freedom course was he checked in on one of those investments that he had made. So Don, pick up the story from there and tell us what really occurred.
Well, this huge big insurance company has a whole series of investments. And one of them is a real estate investment trust, a REIT. And I had put some money into that REIT about 10 years ago. And so I went home on Saturday night and looked it up to see what it was paying and how it was performing. And it was 2.99% a year over the last 10 years. And on Monday, I called my guy and I said, is that right, 2.99% over the last 10 years? And he said, yeah, that's right. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but after listening to David Fisher describe what you could do with multifamily, I said to myself, you know, I think we can have a lot more fun in Lifestyles. And so I literally cashed in the REIT to pay for my Lifestyles dues.
Let me jump in for a second, John, because I need to let the audience know how significant that rate of return was, or maybe it's a lack of significance. So if Don had put, I'm not going to ask Don how much money he put into that thing. I'm just going to go with a blanket number of $100,000. So if Don had put $100,000 into that REIT and it was paying 2.99% every year, he was making $2,990 per year. Now, would you be able to live off of that, Don?
No, that won't quite work.
and that's why we don't invest in REITs at Lifestyles Unlimited, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was a point that I just really had to get out. So you saw through our educational program that the returns can be much more significant than a paltry 2.99%. Did you not?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the beauty of Lifestyles is the education. When I got into it, the mentors said to me, read 5 or 6 or 8 PPMs before you invest. Go through the entire education program for passive investors and get certified as certified passive. And what they teach you is what to look for in a potential investment as far as the returns and all those sorts of things. But they also teach you how to evaluate it. And what you look for is sort of two things, one of which is the cash on cash. Those are the quarterly distributions. But then you also look at the longer term, as what's the value of this asset and how are you going to, or the lead is going to improve that value so that down the road you can refinance it, or when you sell it, it's worth considerably more. And that was really eye-opening for me. I mean, those, in retrospect, it seems so simple and so obvious, but it's something that nobody ever taught you. You just didn't know. And all your life, you were taught save, save, save.
And a 2.99% rate of return is outstanding, is it not?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Outstanding in a field someplace. But no, never mind. We won't go
there. But, you know, the big money is made by investing the way that you're investing now, because you're not only getting streams of income when the property is able to produce that stream of income, you're participating in equity growth that occurs based on that lead investor repositioning that property, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the other really wonderful thing is that he's repositioning that property, but every month he makes a payment to his lender and pays off a part of that loan. So the nice thing about the real estate is that there are all these different ways that you're actually benefiting financially. You're making money, as they say, in lots of different ways. So your lead is working ferociously for you, and every month he pays the bank, and part of that is going into your pocket down the road. And he gets a better class of residence in, and they pay more rent, and he fixes the place up so that it's a respectable place that people want to stay there and are willing to pay more rent. And all of a sudden, the value of the thing has increased, and he does what people have been doing for decades and decades that I never knew about. He goes and refinances, or when he goes to sell it, it's worth a great deal more than when he bought it. There's a part of me that's embarrassed that I didn't know all of this 20 years ago, but better late than never, you know?
Hey, you know, I'm right there with you, Don. I mean, I spent, 27 years in the Army trading time for money and, you know, working on getting that retirement pension, only to find out that when it was time to retire, I was not financially retired and I was really in a hard place. And my story is I was literally going to be working till the age of 70 in cubicle hell, and my life was just imploding in my brain. And Lifestyles came along, and like you, it showed me a different way. So you got involved with getting into different types of deals as a passive investor, correct?
Yes, we are professional passive.
Well, that's good. That means you have passive investor certification that Lifestyles Unlimited provides, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's the very first thing I did. There's a terrific gal named Terry Gilbrier, and the Sunday night when I put my MasterCard down in front of David Fisher and paid to join, the next morning at 9 o'clock I called Terry and I said, "Hi Terry, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I just paid all this money. What do I do?" And, you know, time's a-wasting here. But at any rate, she said two things. She said, get on the Lifestyles website and get your passive certification. And then she said, go talk with a bunch of mentors and tell them who you are and what you're doing and how you're going to do it. And then she gave me advice on how to connect with the lead or the syndicators. And I followed her directions, and Terry was right. So yes, you get your passive certification and then start looking at deals and opportunities.
So let me ask you, up to this point, you haven't put any money into any deals. You've gotten your education, you've gotten your passive investor certification, you've reached out to the operations consultants, you've reached out to the mentors, you've framed the whole picture so far, correct?
Right.
How much time did you spend doing all of that?
I think we took about three to four months doing that.
Okay. Like focused, right? Making sure you understood.
Yeah, okay. Very, very focused, as a matter of fact.
Okay. And since that time, how intense has your educational effort been? I mean, are you putting in, you know, 3 months solid into training, or once you got the training done, it was just plug and play now?
So partway between those two extremes.
Okay.
The education goes on, and part of that education is going to the lifestyle events, and particularly the tours of particular multifamily investments and apartments. And we're just now getting back to that, so I'm really excited.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, Don, I know a secret. When we come back from the break, I'll share it with you and the rest of the audience, okay?
Great.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest Wealth and Passive Income Expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So as we're going to break, I said I was going to let you in on a little secret. And to be honest with you, it's really not a secret anymore because the cat has gotten out of the bag. But you may not know about it, so I'm going to tell you about it. So if it's new to you, then you learned a secret. If it's not new to you, okay, well, I'm just reinforcing what you've already heard. And here's what I have to share with you. We will have our annual expo event in Irving, Texas at the Irving Convention Center on the 3rd and 4th of September of this year. And I will tell you this, it is an outstanding opportunity for you, regardless of where you are in your investing lifespan. In other words, you know, whether or not you've actually started doing anything to invest, or you've got like 100 units, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can come to our expo and we will provide you information. We'll even give you an opportunity to join Lifestyles Unlimited if that's what you want to do. But here's the great thing. We're probably going to have about 5,000, that's what we're projecting, about 5,000 people attending this event. And we're going to have everything you can imagine under the sun that is important to you as a real estate investor. Okay, so what are those three things that are under the sun? All right, the big three that you need to focus on. Education, networking, and what would you think the third one is, Don? Where would your mind go on that one?
The third thing, definitely the education side of thing, and networking is just incredibly important. The third thing, I'm drawing a blank, Al.
Come on, dude. You went to college. I went to a party, man. We're going to party.
Oh, party. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of parties, especially because we're going to, now here's the secret part, we're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary, which was last September, September, because we couldn't do it last September. So we're just going to have this massive event. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. Yeah. Don's going to go. I'm going to go. You need to go. You need to come meet us. It doesn't matter what your background is, and it doesn't matter where you are with real estate investing. You will get something out of this event. So Don, tell me a little bit about your strategy. Now, you repurposed a lot of money and you took it from places where you weren't getting healthy returns and you put it into places where you believed you were going to get much more substantial returns. So what kind of apartment communities were you looking to invest in initially? What got your attention?
I was always looking for something that seemed to have a balance between what we call yield, which generates quarterly distributions, and then value, which is the increased value of the asset. And we did repurpose a lot of finances, a lot of money. My IRA is very small right now, and we moved that money out, and we paid the taxes. We had some donations to make, so the taxes weren't quite as bad as they might have been, but it was no fun paying those. On the other hand, the money is now doing very nicely for us. The other thing that we did was to use the house. We found a bank that does an interest-only home equity line of credit, and so we're paying less than 5% on the money that we're borrowing against the house, and we've invested all of that into multifamily, and the distributions that come back from that are more than 5%. So we're covering that interest expense with income that is tax-free, in essence. And so of the 20 deals that we're in, right now 9 of them are paying distributions. A couple of them are fairly new, and it usually takes 6 to 9 months before they start to pay distributions. We're in a couple of deep value deals in which the lead, we had, we're invested in one deal with a lead for the second time. And his first deal, he did a phenomenal job. He and his wife did a phenomenal job. And they found this property in Dallas, and it was a mess. When they did the due diligence, they found out two of the hot water boilers did not work. Two of the buildings in this unit did not have hot running water. So we're beginning to see, as I said earlier, it's a sort of a three-year cycle. By the time you invest in something and the lead gets it whipped into shape, gets a better kind of resident, and they're all paying their rent and those sorts of things, and they start paying distributions, then it's another year or two before the value of the apartment complex gets up there. But we're starting to see that now. We have a refi coming up in 2 months from a fellow out in the tertiary market who is just great fun. Talk about somebody you ought to interview. This, I'll give you this guy's name. But at any rate,
I'll take it.
He and his wife actually work in the business, which you're not supposed to do, but he does. And he emailed the other day and said, yeah, in July, we'll be 2 years into this deal, and the lender says we can refi this thing. We'll give everybody 100% of their money back and then some. And so what that means is the money that I gave him, he gives it back to me. But I still own that percentage of that apartment. So what's your rate of return on that? It's infinite. I have zero invested, and he's sending me money every quarter. So those are the things that are beginning to happen. And as I say, it takes 2 or 3 years. And at our age, we decided that we would reinvest everything for the first 3 to 4 years. And after that, then whatever comes in, we're going to spend. And we have a bucket list like everybody else. And Carolyn's retired finally. She worked at a private school, and they wouldn't let her retire. So she finally retired. And, you know, the Chinese Wuhan virus is receding, so we can travel now. And so life is good. We're happy people.
I bet. You know, when somebody goes, hey, Don, you know, that 100 grand you gave me, I'm going to give it back to you. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to add a little bit to it. So, you know, things are good. And by the way, this property is going to start producing cash flow. So you're going to get a stream of income. I mean, compare that to that REIT that you had that paid you a whopping 2.99% interest.
Thank you. Exactly. That's exactly the point. And, I mean, not every deal goes perfectly, but the vast majority of them are. And we have one guy that's in a little bit of trouble, but we think he's sort of gotten his act together and straightened out. And, you know, if you're hit with 3 hurricanes and one of your residents has a love candle burning and it starts a fire in your building, and then you get hit by the Chinese Wuhan virus, that can create some problems for you.
That's a recipe for a bad day.
Yeah, but yeah. But I think he'll be okay. On the other hand, there are a whole series of these folks that, you know, you give them money, and 6 months later, they start sending you money. And part of that goes back to something you said earlier about networking and getting to know these people. The beauty of lifestyles, there are many beauties of lifestyles, but one of the beauties of lifestyles is that everybody's open. We're not in competition with each other. So everybody shares information. I mean, I have a spreadsheet that I use to track my investments, and that came from another lifestyles investor. You know, we were talking at the expo, and I said, "How do you do this?" And he says, "I'll send you the spreadsheet." And he did. And I've since sent it on to some people. So you get to know the other passives, and you get to know the leads, and to talk with them and hear about what they've done and, you know, how successful they've been and what their strategies and approaches are. And then that helps you to make informed decision. And as I say, I'm really looking forward to getting back to in-person meetings. Nothing wrong with Zoom, but it ain't the same as shaking somebody's hand and looking them in the eye.
So. Yeah, and it's really hard to buy somebody a drink through the internet.
Yeah.
You know, right?
That's been my problem. Nobody's been buying me any drinks.
Yeah, we got to fix. Well, I mentioned we're going to have some parties at the expo, so
yes,
I expect
are.
To see one or two or all of them. So, yeah, I've got about 30 seconds left in the show, Don. Tell me, real quickly, what would your life have been like right now if you had not stumbled upon Lifestyles Unlimited and became a member?
We'd probably be watching the financials a little more carefully in the family. I mean, we're comfortable. You know, we're not poor or anything. We're comfortable, but I think the Lifestyles is going to let us do some things that maybe we hadn't planned on doing, and let us save a little bit more of our actual earned income because of the tax advantages. And I think Lifestyles is a great, wonderful thing, and it's certainly improved our lives, not just financially, but as I said, the people you meet.
I agree with you, Doc. I got to let you go because we're at the end of the show. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.